The Guardian.
Well, indeed, George Osborne is saying that he's going to inherit an economic mess. He's told us this morning that the way that Gordon Brown has run the Treasury and indeed the way that the economy has been turning down is going to impose what he's calling a straitjacket on this government and indeed on his government if he wins the next general election. And that is going to be tricky. But what they're talking about doing is drawing up a series of new rules to basically change the way that we raise taxes and spend money in this country. They're going to talk about a new fiscal framework. It's basically, without going into too much detail, going to be much stricter, and it's going to prevent what they describe as the sort of reckless borrowing that Gordon Brown has used to finance a lot of his public spending increases in recent years.
This week, The Guardian's having a series of articles looking in some depth at what the next Tory government might be like. The old-style Conservatives, of course, would have introduced tax breaks for the rich, cut public spending. Is that going to be the case with George Osborne and David Cameron?
Well, it's interesting. George Osborne, who, let us not forget, was political secretary to William Hague when he was leader of the Conservative Party, so he knows a few things about heading to the right. George Osborne makes pretty clear that those days are in the past, because those sort of days just mean that you only get a vote share of about 30%. They want to win the election, which means they've got to be pushing 44% of the national vote. And he's making absolutely clear, no unfunded tax cuts. That's what William Hague proposed and Michael Howe proposed. And hey, guess what happened? They lost the election. And crucially, on public services, they're saying we have absolutely accepted the key core Labour settlement, which is that public services should be funded entirely out of taxation. No, as he says, unrealistic social insurance schemes. We absolutely accept that. But what we do question is the delivery of public services. And he says in his interview that we should be quite prepared to allow the private sector, to allow voluntary groups and to allow charities to run key public services, schools, hospitals and back-to-work programmes for the unemployed. May sound a bit familiar, isn't it? Guess who introduced some of those thoughts? Tony Blair. The Tories are pretty open, saying, yeah, we quite liked what we saw from Tony Blair in the last few years. But their line is that Tony Blair was stopped by Gordon Brown, and they will introduce true Blairism.
As you say, it sounds very familiar. Are the Tories really just going to be promising more of the same, or are they offering anything different that we haven't seen before?
In terms of is there a big philosophical difference between the two parties, I think there is, because the Tories are saying we won't offer any unfunded tax cuts, but they do say we still believe that a low tax economy is a better economy. Eventually, we would love at some point in the future to reduce the overall tax burden. Gordon Brown believes very firmly that public services can only be financed at a reasonably high level through taxes, and he would keep the tax burden in the long term at a higher level. So no, it's not like the difference between, let's say, Margaret Thatcher and the Labour Party of Michael Foot, but certainly there are differences between the two main parties.
David Cameron says that the Tories are now the true champions of progressive ideals, and George Osborne, in his interview with The Guardian, calls on trade unionists to recognise that the Tories are now the main socially liberal progressive party. I mean, many Guardian readers and trade unionists will take this with a big pinch of salt.
Well, some trade union leaders who are indeed gathering for the TUC conference this week will regard that as a little cheeky, but George Osborne would say, I'm not aiming it at the trade union leaders. I know they're going to carry on financing the Labour Party and demanding that the Labour Party moves even further to the left. But, he would say, I'm aiming it at trade union members. And, of course, let us not forget that one of the things that made Margaret Thatcher so successful was she did get a lot of trade unionists voting for her in that 1979 general election that brought her to power. And he would say that, essentially, Labour talks a good game, but they are failing. And so how can they talk about being the champions of progressive ideals? Because surely tackling poverty is about progressive ideals. If they are, as the Tories would say, failing, it's time to try a new approach. And they would say our approach, which they're calling the bottom-up approach, which is you let people on the ground, charities and voluntary groups, have a much bigger role, they would say you should give that a go.
The Conservatives are often accused by Labour of lacking substance. Do their policies stand up to scrutiny?
I think the Tories would reply that they've really done two very important things. The first important thing is to have an overarching philosophy. They would say we now have a very clear philosophy, and we do have within that framework some pretty clear policies. So take, for example, welfare reform. They will say that clearly the state bringing the long-term unemployed back to work hasn't worked. So what we will do, the Conservatives, is say to private companies, if you can succeed in getting people back to work and keeping them there, that's the crucial thing, for 2 years, then you'll get paid, and you'll get paid handsomely. They would have a similar system for prisoners to try and stop reoffending rates.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.